Hi, hello, hola, and welcome back, everyone, to the Video Median, a midlifer's journey into the craft of voiceover. My name is Javier Torres, your host, and I just thought I might want to begin this relaunch of the podcast since I've been absent for several reasons. For the past 6 months, there is no excuse. Actually, it's been kind of confusing lately in my life. There has been challenges which I have had to deal with, moving around from Guadalajara to my home in Riviera Maya and back and forth for the past 6 months, trying to restart and relocate to Guadalajara for a new beginning, a new life. And it hasn't been easy, and it's been sometimes frustrating, sometimes scary, uncertain, and the podcast honestly took a seat in the back burner for a moment in time. And I'm going off the cuff here, everyone, because honestly, I want to confess, I had done a relaunching episode this week because in my group, my mastermind group, I was now the one that was being left behind, pretty much. Everyone else, now six of us, is going on ahead with their projects, and sure, everybody's got, you know, their own challenges. And it's not to say that mine are larger or more difficult than theirs, not at all. But the fact is, I am moving around way too much. I have been moving around way too much these past 6 months, like I just mentioned, and I just haven't been able to set roots anywhere right now. And this internet nomad lifestyle is not for me. I don't like it. I've tried it. Maybe it's a millennial thing. I'm not a millennial. I'm a 56-year-old midlife man who's got and is set in his ways. And even though I do believe that, in remote work, moving around from one place to another, trying to find internet here and there, etc., I don't like it. Well, so with that in mind, it's been quite a challenge for me. I talking with my group, my mastermind group, as I mentioned, and seeing that I was the one that was not really providing any advance in my projects, incentivized me to go ahead and find something to do, and going back to my podcast seemed like the. It seemed like the safe thing to do. After all, I had already published 29 episodes. I know my way around the podcast, how to edit, how to publish. It felt comfortable. I decided to get back on the horse again. And I came up at the beginning of the week with a script that I was able to wordsmith with the help of ChatGPT, which has been a huge help for me. So when I get stuck and I get, like, you know, writer's block or whatever, I use ChatGPT, and it's helped me quite well for, you know, my podcast scripts, my episode intros, my episode descriptions, etc. And so I went back to GPT and I came up with this, you know, this script that was, well, it was like an announcement, you know, saying that I was going to be relaunching the podcast and what to expect with this new relaunch. And I tried to make it, like, really, you know, inspiring, and saying, you know, what my challenges had been, in particular one, which I have mentioned several times in other episodes, and here it is again. Going back to it again, seems like I can't sometimes just get over that bump, which is imposter syndrome, which has held me back. Honestly, it's been a challenge overcoming that imposter syndrome, because year and a half that I've been in doing this attempt to professionalizing myself as a voice actor, and during that time, all the things that I have found out to play, you know, in the big leagues, make a living from this. And if you've been listening to other episodes, well, that's great. Thank you so much. I've mentioned that coaching, equipment, infrastructure, conferences, all this is like it's a huge package deal. It's an essential part. And if you don't have one or the other, it becomes quite a challenge when you're trying to make this a serious activity, an activity that will provide you and your loved ones with, you know, a steady income. To get to that is very, very challenging. Honestly, I was not, well, it didn't seem to me like it was something that was expressed during that relaunch episode, the one that I created a few days ago. I even put some music in it for background, inspiring music, and I don't know, trying too hard to be inspirational, I guess. And it's not, you know, it's not the way it should be. I mean, this is very difficult for me. Finding something that I can tap into as far as what my audience needs, wants, whereby I can actually offer them something with the little experience that I have, again, very possibly imposter syndrome creeping back again in my mind. But it's true. I mean, if I want to take this podcast to the next level, which is, you know, start interviewing people that are in the business, I have so little experience right now, still, after a year and a half of doing this, almost now 2 years, that honestly, I think interviews for the time being, if I do decide to continue with this, will be also in the back burner. And I am going to be concentrating, because I am currently taking and starting to take coaching lessons once again with a very good teacher for the next 6 months. So I've decided that I should keep going with this podcast and publishing an episode every 15 days for the next 6 months, which is pretty much the schedule of the workshops that I'm participating in with this coach. Today will be my second lesson, and it will be every Thursday for the next 6 months. And the podcast episodes, which I will be publishing, will have a time limit, whereby if I don't get the results that I want with the podcast within 6 months, I'm done. I evidently, you know, 6 months, six more months with no results, it would be a clear sign that it is time to pivot and change and do something else. So, in a way, it's a huge weight off my shoulders, because that means that there's a goal, there's a clear goal, there is an end point to this whole project. And it's not to say that I won't continue podcasting, because I do love being behind the mic, but certainly it's not going to be with a VO Median. I will say my goodbyes and thank all of you, whoever you are, how many of you there are out there who have been listening and who continue to listen and will continue to listen until the end, I will say my goodbyes and wish you luck in your own projects and go to the next thing. And that'll be it. This is it. This is episode 30, which is now part of the Vio Median. And if you're out there listening to this, well, thank you so much. I will continue to, of course, bring as relevant information as I can to the business of voiceover, the industry, the art, and everything that makes up this podcast. And in 6 months, we'll see where we stand. And if it's not, you know, taking off anywhere, then it will be time to go and do something else. All right. Well, thank you so much. We'll see you in the next episode of the Vio Median. It'll be episode 31. Sorry about that. That's my cell phone. I should have turned it off. As you're listening to this, of course, I am completely off script. This is from the heart. I'm not following any written word or anything like that, which I normally do. Perhaps it's better this way. But I do need structure because I, honestly, for, you know, informative episodes in the future and in the past, which I've done here, I really do need a script, and it helps. Even though it may sound maybe not as real, but the information I'm sharing with all of you requires, I think, to have that structure and that depth. I prefer to maybe just that, my own style, my own voice. But yeah, read it from a script, whatever that topic will be. Okay, so thank you again. This has been Javier Torres, your host here at the Vio Median, a midlifer's journey into the craft of voiceover. And I'll see you in episode 31. Bye now.